Hi, Sean Hinkley with the Ag Center, your weekly update on commodity prices here in California. Dairy prices continue to slide this week on expectations that have come off this report last week for production, showing production in California up about 3.2%, and as well as across the U.S. in cheese-making regions. The California problem is basically on the butter side, showing increased volumes of production of butter coming forward. It's really not here yet, although as when you look at inventories are down 4.7% year-over-year, and price competitive against the EU and New Zealand. But again, that market sentiment's holding that market down and making people not buy at the higher prices. If that production doesn't come on as far as butter output versus export, you could see that price move up. But for now, it's really depressing the market. Cheese is kind of in the same spot. Production and that report coming in cheese making regions. Cheese is up about 11% year over year on cold storage inventory. Domestic demand is kind of flat, and then worldwide demand's fallen off a little bit as the EU's picked up production and kind of come out of their slump and producing more cheese again at a lower price. Until those two things get figured out, we're not looking very good for the dairy industry for the next 6 months. Feed prices staying fairly consistent. We're not really going to go into that this week, except the fact that if you're buying some late season silage, you can probably get some deals out in the market at $32 to $38 per ton in the field if people are still buying. Next year, I think you're going to have a better look at corn prices being a little higher, given the fact that other competing crops may be coming in, i.e. tomatoes, things like that. We'll have to see where that comes from. But again, we'll have to talk about that another point in time. Beef prices staying high. Demand for beef cattle still being spurred along by this lack of inventory and constrictions of the border with Brazilian and Mexican beef, and the U.S. consumer continue to buy heavily. Overland prices this week is about $560 for 4.5 weight steers. That's kept the price up for day-old calves at $1,450 for beef on dairy cross calves, $900 for Holstein calves, and then $850 for Jersey cross beef calves. Holstein high-yielding cows at about $1.88 this week, which is kind of a high over the past few months, kind of spurred on demand a little bit as we've had a little bit of a reduction in the amount of animals going through cull facilities on the dairy side. That may pick up again, but that seems to be what's been happening is when you see a fall off on cattle side as far as the animals calling to the market, you see an increase in price. Almond prices fell off a little bit this week, about 10 cents off. They were sitting about 290, now they're about 280 for 22 AOL nuts. A lot of folks came into the market, tried to sell their nuts off. Buyers backed off by seeing so much out there for sale, and that's kind of worked itself out. I think a lot of us are still thinking the price is going to move up into that $3 range or pretty close to it, given the fact that all these reports coming in from the process is showing that production's off about 10 to 15% from what we expected them to be when we're talking about a 3 billion pound crop, and now talking about a 2.6 to 2.7 billion pound crop. Tomato season's about ending. Prices at $109 per ton. No real talk about next year's prices yet. If you're on the overage side, you're going to get $20 per ton minus $16.50 for harvest costs, the most average. Also means net $3.50 per ton. A lot of guys kind of ticked off about that, given the fact that it's the first time in about 3 years they've had a good yield on these things. But that is what it is. I think the biggest question, which we'll talk maybe in the segment later on this week, is what crop mixes are going to look like next year, given the fact that we're kind of just getting a survival price on those tomatoes and not really getting a profitability price, given the fact that cost of production has shot up through the roof for the past 5 years. That's what I've got this week on crops here in California. Thanks.